And we're back here at the Slider House, here at the corner of Ignite in Manchester. In beautiful Rock Hill, great to be with you as always. I'm Andy Strickland, this is Hockey Sense. On the air until 7 o'clock tonight here on 590 The Fan KFNS. Hope you enjoyed that conversation with Scotty Young. Always good to catch up with him. And again, these guys have so much going nowadays, it's hard to catch up with what they're doing. He was at Boston University last year. Now he's working with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Obviously had a great career. But when you have a great career, the options can be limitless. And this guy certainly has plenty more options headed his way. And he'll have a long career off the ice in hockey as well. Brady Tkachuk, listen, he makes his Hockey Sense debut now. Keith Tkachuk, his dad, has been on the show on a number of occasions. Matthew Tkachuk now is a Hockey Sense legend. He's been on the show on a couple of occasions. He told never told before stories ever right here on Hockey Sense. So this is where we get the scoop, and we get it first, Brady Tkachuk. Welcome into the show.
Thanks for having me.
How are you, buddy? Everything good?
Doing great, thanks. How's everything with you?
Everything's great. You got to be exhausted, man. I'm watching all these games during the showcase up there in Plymouth, Michigan, and it's like every day you guys are on the ice playing. And, I mean, for summer hockey, these games are pretty competitive. Obviously not probably as close to as competitive as they will be once the tournament rolls around come Christmas time, but how taxing is that on you guys over the course of the week you had during the summer showcase?
Yeah, it was a pretty busy week. We had practices or skates. We had a couple off days, which were really nice. But no, it was a very fun week.
All right, give us an idea of what you're doing this summer, Brady. Obviously, you're about to enroll at Boston University, if you haven't already, and you're going to be a freshman with their hockey program coming up in the fall. First off, you've got to be very, very excited about that.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've actually been here in Boston since early July. I've been taking two classes, so been here, then went to camp, and finishing up exams this week, then going home for the weekend, and coming back up to Boston to finish working out till the season starts. So, pretty exciting.
What was the recruiting process like for you, Brady, when, you know, your dad obviously is well-known in terms of what he did throughout his hockey career, but then you have Matthew, who obviously is just a couple of years older than you, so you guys are kind of going through things almost at the same time. How old were you when you first got your first full offer from an NCAA college?
I believe it was the summer going into freshman year. It was actually from BU, so I kind of had my sights set on it for a long time, and it was kind of it was an easy decision because of the great coaches and the great facilities they have.
Was there really any other option for you outside of BU if you were going to take the college route?
No, I was kind of, my sights are set on BU from the start, so no, I was really happy with that decision.
And how many guys do you know on the roster that will be there who came from the U.S. program?
Three of us that are incoming freshmen, then there's a bunch of older guys, so it's pretty familiar faces, and we're looking good this year, so it's exciting for the year to start.
All right, Brady Tkachuk is with us. You know, Matthew, obviously, he committed to Notre Dame, eventually went the junior route and played a highly successful season with the London Knights. He ended up winning a Memorial Cup, and obviously a very memorable season for him. What led to you to sticking with your commitment and playing college as opposed to going to London and playing junior hockey, Brady?
Yeah, well, kind of the biggest factor for me was the main goal is to make it to the NHL, and it's a league full of men. So kind of I want to start playing against men this upcoming year, so that was the main factor.
Where do you think you are right now as a player? What areas do you feel like you really want to improve on and get better over the course of the next 12 months?
Yeah, you can always work on your strength and skill. So I'll be really focusing in on my skill work. I'm working with a skills coach for like three times a week. So that's very important for me to work on.
You know, you just went through the U.S. Program there in Plymouth, Michigan, the last two seasons, and most of your buddies from the program were draft eligible this past June. You weren't. You missed the cutoff by one day. When you first learned that you missed the cutoff by one day, which I'm sure was several years ago, were you disappointed? And was it difficult not being eligible this past June, or were you pretty comfortable knowing you got another full year to impress NHL scouts?
To be honest, I was pretty pumped because, I got to see a bunch of my really good buddies, you know, get drafted this past year. And it was a lot of fun to see that, but I was happy that I get another year to keep working and keep getting better.
All right, describe your experience for me at the U.S. program, because, as you know, Brady, we've had several kids from St. Louis who have gone in that direction, who have found their way either to Ann Arbor or to Plymouth, Michigan, to participate with the NTDP. Some who didn't like it, who didn't even finish there for two seasons. Others who tell me they had the time of their life. Why was it such a great fit for you?
Well, it was a great group of guys that were on our team. You know, a lot of my closest buddies are from that team. But no, for me, it was just, you know, practicing and working out with the best every day. It was just a great experience for me because, you know, the compete level was always so high, and you always pushed to be the best. So, it was kind of the best 2 years of my life. So, no, I had a lot of fun with it.
And it's hockey, 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 right? And obviously, you guys play in the USHL. For people who don't know that, you guys play a regular schedule. So you're playing against older players. Do you feel like you became a better player by going there?
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely helped me in my hockey career so far. The first year we don't win a lot of games because we're just so young and not really as experienced. But when 18 year rolled around, it was a lot of fun, and you're closer in age, so the games are a lot different than they were the year before. So, it was definitely the age was a huge difference, kind of from 17 year to 18 year.
All right, Brady Tkachuk is with us. I don't think I've ever seen Brady without a smile on his face. He's always smiling. He's always happy. He's always in a good mood. Do you feel like that demeanor, Brady, kind of helps you just kind of go through everything that you're dealing with as an up-and-coming hockey player, just going through the adversity and some of the struggles you encounter, that maybe that mindset allows you to get through some of those?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's definitely some tough stretches during the year, so if you always stay positive, it'll always get better. So, yeah, just try to take it one day at a time and, just have fun with that.
You were the captain of the under-18 World Championship team that just recently won the gold medal. Who do you credit your leadership skills for? Because, I mean, obviously being named captain of any U.S. team is a pretty big honor.
Yeah, it was definitely a huge honor, and it was a privilege to wear. But, the whole team was kind of, we're all leaders. And, you know, we didn't really, like, focus on, like, kind of, like, the vocal. We kind of focused on just doing it and doing it as a team. So, yeah, we were a really tight group.
You know, you were at a Blues game a couple years ago with Austin Matthews and your brother. You're sitting in the stands, and everyone was calling you Jack Eichel, as you know, and you love that, by the way, because you had the curly locks going. But just being around those guys and being around your brother, what kind of advantage do you think that gives you, Brady?
You know, I think it's a huge kind of learning tool. I get to talk to him every day and just ask him what he's doing for the day, like pretty much what the pros are doing. So I kind of try to match that and match what they do and try to match how Matthew carries himself off the ice and how he treats people. So, you know, it's definitely huge for me.
How do you balance, Brady, in terms of who to go to when you really need advice or you have a question, when you have your dad and obviously your brother who have been through it before?
Yeah, I usually go to both of them. They kind of have two different views, but no, it's for Matthew, it's kind of just like the everyday, you know, what I should do, what I need to do to become better every day. And for my dad, it's more after games on what I did, because he's usually there at the game, so it's usually what I did wrong and what I did right and what I should keep improving on. So, you know, I like to go to both of them for advice.
Is it probably more what you did wrong or more what you did right?
More of what I did wrong, but no, it's great to learn from them.
And how what was it like having your dad there with you the last couple of years in Ann Arbor? Or Plymouth,
awesome.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was awesome to have him. I wouldn't want anybody else there, but we had a lot of hockey talks, a lot of games we watched together, and, you know, it was just, you know, it was great to have him there for the past year.
And, of course, your mom, Chantel, you know, I never leave her out of the conversation because we all know how important she is, and – And she gets 100% of the credit for raising all of you guys, or for both of you, and then, of course, your sister Taryn as well. How nice is it to have the support of your mom as well, because she's about as supportive as you're going to find for a hockey mom.
Yeah, it's definitely huge. I mean, they both sacrificed so much for me and my brother and my sister. So, you know, it'll never go unpaid. But, no, it's great because she loves being around the game, too. She's our biggest fan in the family. It's real special.
How are you handling the attention you're getting right now, Brady? Because obviously a lot of it has to do with not only your ability, but your last name, and with your last name is going to bring a lot of attention based off of what your brother did during his rookie season and the fact that your dad had what I believe is a Hall of Fame career. So, you know, how are you dealing with the expectations now that come with that and the pressure?
I try not to think about it. I just try to think about every day what I can do to get better and what I can improve on. So, yeah, I try not to think about it.
All right. Well, good deal, Brady. I know you got to be excited about your freshman season coming up at BU. This has got to be a lot of fun for you. How old were you when the first time you went to a BU game?
Ooh. I think the last game I remember I went to was this past year for my official visit. I think that was the first game I got to go see them. But I've been around a couple practices when they're in Ann Arbor and stuff. So, no, it was a real fun game.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. I got to get your scouting report real quick on Jordan Kyrou. I know I got to ask you about a Canadian player, but he's a Blues second-round pick, and obviously a lot of the listeners listening to this program right now want to get your take on what it was like competing against him and how good a player he could be down the road.
Yeah, he's a great player. You know, he's real, real skilled and real fast. So, no, he's a huge threat on Canada, and, he's a Blues fan. Should be looking forward to a really good prospect.
All right, Brady. Hey, listen, have a great season. You know we'll be in touch. Thanks for doing this, and looking forward to watching you during your freshman season and the path towards the draft coming up in June. We're looking forward to it. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem, Brady. Take care. That's Brady Tkachuk. See ya. That's Brady. Still with us. I mean, it's amazing these guys, you know, you still look at them like they're, you know, 5 years old, 6 years old. Because it seems like he was 3-4 years old just yesterday running around the Blues dressing room after, like, taking, like, a stick to the face or something. Because these shinny games they would have back in the day, they'd get pretty violent. You know, it was like full-on contact shinny hockey. You had Dallas Drake's kids in there, Dougie Waite's kids in there. And that's the best thing about Joel Quenneville and why he's one of my favorite people in hockey even to this day is the fact that he made the Blues environment and the dressing room a family affair. I mean, nobody had to ask if you could bring your kids to practice. Could they be there the morning after a win or a loss? It was just like, hey, you know, bring your kids, and obviously they're a part of it. And it was great for the media to get to know these kids when they're young, number one, but also just to kind of see the families interact with one another. And I think that makes teammates closer together on the ice as well when you have that type of environment that is being built from the head coach. So now it seems like the game has gotten so much younger that nobody really has kids anymore, or if they do, they're like not even walking, you know, because half the team is like the oldest player on the team maybe 30, 31, 32 years of age, where when I first started covering the NHL, half the team was over 30. Guys were getting 5-6 year deals in their 30s. So the game has certainly changed. But I couldn't be happier for Tkachuk and the Tkachuk family. And they got to be so happy when you think about the fact that here they are just a few years removed from these kids playing youth hockey, and now they're on the path to becoming NHL stars. I mean, Brady Tkachuk's going to be a top five pick next June in the NHL draft. Matthew Tkachuk holds the distinction of being the highest draft pick ever out of St. Louis. And Brady Tkachuk, and that was sixth overall. Now, Brady could certainly climb the ladder and become a top five pick and now hold the honor of being the highest draft pick ever out of St. Louis. I didn't want to ask him about that, you know. I mean, obviously we have plenty of time between now and the draft. But put on a nice performance at the USA Showcase, even though, again, like I said at the beginning of the show, I mean, it's not really the end-all, be-all in terms of evaluating players. It is summer hockey at the end of the day, and the games aren't nearly as intense as what you're going to find once we get to the real tournament around Christmas time. And I would think that Brady Tkachuk has a pretty good opportunity to make the roster in his draft year, which isn't always easy to do, especially as competitive as USA Hockey has been in recent years, including winning a gold medal in last year's tournament with Luke Cunnan, the St. Louis kid, as the captain of that team. And, of course, Clayton Keller being on that roster as well. But you could have Trent Frederick on the team from St. Louis. Luke Martin will certainly get some consideration. Joseph Wohl, the goaltender, will certainly get a lot of consideration. He just completed his freshman season at Boston College University. Logan Brown, we'll see how he does come NHL training camp. Can he earn a spot with the Ottawa Senators? He'll certainly get a lot of consideration for the World Junior team as well. So, again, St. Louis is going to have a lot of representation come December in Buffalo, by the way, for this edition of the World Junior Championships. I do want to say this about Jordan Kyrou, and he's going to join us next week here on Hockey Sense. Former second-round pick of the Blues, had a 30-game scoring streak in the Ontario Hockey League, which is not easy to do. You know, he's got this reputation as being more of a passer. Everyone knows he's got a great, quick burst. He certainly can skate. I mean, he may be the fastest player for the Blues of all the players in training camp once we get to camp next month. There may not be a single player on the entire roster, on the NHL roster today, that's faster than Jordan Kyrou. He's got that type of speed, that type of explosion. And I'm really looking forward to seeing how he stacks up against NHL talent. Can he push to earn a 9-game tryout with the Blues? I think we all want to see if he's capable of doing that. But one thing he showed over the course of the World Junior Showcase last week in Plymouth was his willingness to take pucks into traffic. I mean, he's fearless in terms of his ability to take pucks into traffic in an effort to create scoring chances for himself. And he can really one-time the puck. I didn't know he had that scoring ability from the outside via the one-timer, specifically on the power play. I thought he's more of a passer, more of a setup guy on the power play. But he was a shooter. And he could flat out pound the puck via the one-timer. So, again, there's a lot of positives and a lot of good things to like about Jordan Kyrou. Hey, that does it for this edition of Hockey Sense, live from the Slider House in Rock Hill at the corner of McKnight and Manchester. Don't forget, coming up next is Sports Medicine with Dr. Rick Lehman. I'll stick around for the next hour as well, as we'll continue here on 590 The Fan KFNS, live from the Slider House. As always, the show is brought to you in part by Blue Cross and Blue Shield. If you're an employer, make sure you're taking care of your employees and doing it the right way, giving them the proper insurance. Call your broker today or check them out online, anthem.com, and find out for yourself why over 90% of doctors and hospitals are in-network with anthem.com. And one thing I love the most about Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield is the charity work and how much money they pour back into the city of St. Louis through their charitable efforts. I'm talking millions of dollars each and every year through their charity work with Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Again, call your broker today or check them out online at anthem.com. All right, I'm Andy Strickland. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Dr. Rick Lehman. Sports Medicine is next as we continue live from the Slider House. Don't go anywhere.